My guest this morning is Janice Gouvreau from the Occidental Center for the Arts. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
Well, we're talking about a book launch that is coming up at the Occidental Center on November 11th. And I saw the title of this book a while ago, and it just fascinated me. I'm so glad to be interviewing you today so I can find out more about it.
Sure.
It is called Sail Cowabunga.
Exactly.
A Family's 10 Years at Sea, and it's by you.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
It's what we call an adventure memoir.
Oh. Talk a little bit about it, but don't give anything away.
Well, we lived on the boat for 10 years and sailed from Bordeaux, France to Bodega Bay. And we moved on the boat first with our one-year-old to see if we could do it. And we knew we wanted to sail as a family.
How big was this boat?
42 feet.
Nice
so
size.
Good size for a family of four,
yeah.
Actually. Yeah. Otherwise, it gets a little bit cramped. And as it was, it was. But it was a boat built in 1968, so very narrow. Not today they make the boats quite beamy, so it was quite narrow, about 10 feet wide.
Uh-huh.
So we worked out the kinks with the one-year-old, and then we had baby number two come along, and then we left when they were 3 years old and 5 months.
Boy. And where did you go, among other places?
Right. Well, in more or less, came down from France to the coast of Spain, Gibraltar, to Morocco, Canary Islands, Africa, to Senegal. From there, we crossed over to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and that was a 30-day crossing.
Oh, wow.
From Brazil, we headed down to Buenos Aires. We ended up spending 2 years in South America. And then French Guiana, where we stayed for 7 months and worked and got some more money to keep on going. Came through the Caribbean to Florida, where we ended up staying for 3 years. But we were always living on the boat. And Florida, we worked again, and the kids started school there. Then we left Florida and went to Cuba. Spent 2 months sailing around in Cuba, and this was 1988-89. Cuba through to Curacao, where we spent a few months, through to Panama, and just came up to the coast of California.
You have got,
but with that there were some horrendous times too. We had we just missed the invasion in Panama by 10 days, and that was horrendous. And my husband had been medevaced back to France, and I had to get through the canal by myself with the two kids. It was pretty scary. Yeah, that was not fun.
So, have you gone on boat rides since then?
No, we have not. We arrived here, and the idea was, well, we'll work a little bit more and keep on going, leave again, and then things happen. There were lots of things that happened, and we ended up buying a fixer-upper house, which we totally did not intend to do, in Petaluma. And then it got to a point we needed to fix up the boat, and we couldn't fix up the boat and have a fixer-upper house. It didn't work for the budget. So one of them had to go, and the boat had to go in 2000. We ended up giving it to a nonprofit that would fix it up and make it sail again.
Amazing. That's just an amazing story. Do you ever want to go back? Or did you finally scratch that itch?
No. Since our kids are now grown and gone, and our oldest is a professional sailor, that's his profession, all over the world. And now that we've sort of got the family life done a little bit, we are more anxious to travel than ever, and actually are just purchasing right now a boat in France to do the canals throughout Europe. It's a little bit of a more staid and easier, not as exciting
and
dangerous maybe, but it'll still be on a boat and still be itinerant.
Oh, so you'll see some fantastic things, I'm sure.
We hope so.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Janice, and let's tell people that what you just heard is a minuscule sample of the book launch that you will witness and listen to Sunday, November 11th, 3 p.m.
Two to four. They
two
did
to
change
four,
the
okay.
Time, correct.
At the Occidental Center for the Arts. It's Sail Cowabunga, A Family's 10 Years at Sea by Janice Gouvreau. For more information, call 874-9392, or you can go to OccidentalCenterForTheArts.com. And by the way, there will be a question and answer period, book sales and signing, and admission is free. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much.